Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Meseches Chulin Daf Kuf Yedalet. The Gemara is in the middle of the sugya of Issachal Isser. The Gemara starts from the bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel Mid Beis. The Gemara says, Itmar, Hamavashel Chaylev B'chola. Someone who cooks Chaylev in milk and the Chaylev is already Asser. Rabbi Ami v'Rabasi, Chana Meloike v'Chana Me'en Meloike. The Shaila is, does he get Malkus for the Bishul of Basar B'cholov? The Gemara says, Leimim B'Hakim Miflugi, the man that Meloike Kersava Issa Chalal Isser. The one that says you get Malkus holds that Issa could be Chalal Isser Me'mela Basar B'cholov could be Chalal Me'issa Chalav. The man that Me'en Meloike Kersava Ein Issa Chalal Isser. So since Ein Issa Chalal Isser, so Basar B'cholov is not Chalal Me'issa Chalav, so it's not Basar B'cholov. Zag the Gemara, three lishainis, like, the kuli alma ein isachal lisser. Everyone holds ein isachal lisser. Achila the kuli alma le plihi, the loy lucky. So therefore, if you eat the chalav that you cooked in chalav, yizicha don't get malchus alts basa b'chalav. If you have a straw from basa b'chalav, like Rashi says, and you don't have a straw from chalav, you would not get malchus, because there is no isa basa b'chalav ein isachal lisser. Lucky plihi ambishal, nandi amalaika. Chani Surihu, the one that says you get Malkus, because by Bishul there was no Isser to cook the Chalav, and the Isser to cook the Chalav and Chalav is the Isser of cooking Basa B'Chalav, and there's no Ein Isser Chal Isser, because there was never Isser in Bishul. So Mela, why shouldn't you get Malkus in Bishul? Well, man, the other Ein Alayka holds, L'hachi Afkar Achmona L'achila B'Losh in Bishul, Kevin Na'al Achila L'Alaki, Abishul Nami L'Alaki. The one that says that you don't get Malkus, holds that since it never says in the Torah, in Isra Achila, it says in Torah just in Isra Bishul. And the way the Torah tells you it's Asa Achila is by telling you Bishul. So that makes like a hekesh the Bishul to Achila. And since on Achila you can't get Malkus as Basa B'cholov because Ein Isra Chal Isser, so Memela, by Bishul also, you won't get Malkus as Basa B'cholov because it has to be the same as Achila. V'igad Amri, the second lashon is, Abishal kule amal le pligi de lucky. Abishal, everyone holds you do get malchus, keep pligi achila. Because by Bishal is no issachal lisser, so mele by Bishal get malchus, and the machloik is by achila, but really they all hold ein issachal lisser. Man yom ein alaika da ein issachal lisser, so avadi don't get malchus because it already has an issachaliv, so it won't be chal the issabasa b'chal of an issachaliv. Uman de malaika, lahachi afkar achman alachila balashin bishul, kevin na bishul laki achila nami laki. The reason why it calls achila bishul is to be makish achila to bishul. And a bishul you're gonna get malchus because there's no problem of an issachal lisser that never was an issa bishul. So mainly you'll have to get malchus and achila. The Yibayi same in the third lashon is mara mechada v'lei pligi. One is talking about bishul and that you would get malchus because there's no din of an issachal lisser by bishul. And one is talking about Achila, and that you won't get Malkus, because for Achila, it's already Asa al-Tzcheliv, and won't be able to become Asa al-Tzbasa b'cholav. Ad gan the Sugis ha-Gemara. And the Psak of the Rambam is that you do not get Malkus for Achila, ein Issachal Isser, but you do get Malkus for Bishul. So, what's Pshat of this Machlekes, though? In the first two Lashanis, the third Lashan doesn't seem to hold of the Hekish altogether, but the first two Lashanis hold of the Hekish, according to one of them and the Amrin, and therefore, Bishul and Achila have to be the same. But the first Lashon says that, Oy bezai, since you do not get Malkus and Achila, because Ein Issachal Isser, so Meli also do not get Malkus for Bishul. And the second Lashon holds that if there's a Hekish, so you say Fakert, since you do get Malkus and Bishul, because there's no problem of Ein Issachal Isser, that means that you do get Malkus and Achila. What's the story of Samachlaikis? And Taisus asks, On the first lashon, Tema Ema Ibcha Kadama B'Samach Kevin Abishal Laki Achila Nami Laki. He doesn't understand the first lashon. Avadi should say like the second lashon, the other way that since you get Malkus and Bishul, that's why you get Malkus and Achila. And the Chayri he means like the Gemara says in Yevamis and Afches that whenever you have Lekula Ulechumra Lechumra Makshinon. So if you're having a Hekesh Bishul and Achila, so you don't say, since Achila Yipata, Bishul Yipata, that'll be Lekula. You should say the other way. Since Abishul Yichayev and Achila Yichayev, that's a Hekesh L'chumra. So the Ritva also asks his kasha, and he reads from the Clarkite named Nidan L'chumra, because Kula V'chumra L'chumra Dainina. And he says that the Lishna Kama holds, but Lamaisa, if you're going to go Lechum, you're going to be Seisa the Klal of Ein Yisachal Iser. And it's not logical to be Seisa the Klal of Ein Yisachal Iser, so Ela Behecha can go Lekula. Mashiach in the second Lashna, no. It's okay to be Seisa the Klal of Ein Yisachal Iser, and Mimela, you'll go Lechum. But the Chassam Sofer says a Gevaldige Teich in the Gemara, Shtigal al derech pilpul, but it brings out a Gevaldige Yisaydis to Geshayla in the Inyan of Basa V'chov, which you already spoke a little bit about in the previous year. The Rambam in Perek Tes from Milchus Macholos Asuris says that the reason why the Torah left out the Isra Achila is that once it said the Isra Bishul, it didn't have to say the Isra Achila. Well, no mail the Isra Achila, just like the Torah never says that it's Asur to be marry your daughter, because since the Torah says it's Asur to marry the granddaughter, Bas Bita and Bas Benoi, so it didn't have to say it's Asur to marry the daughter. For Shteitzuch, it's Asur to marry the daughter if even the granddaughter is Asur. And the Rambam repeats this in Perek Aleph and Milchus Tumas Meis Halacha Beis, where there he also wants to explain why the Torah left out by Meis Tumas Masa. There's certain things that are Matame B'maga and not Matame B'masa, like Asheritz and Sheikh Vazeru Kadaima. There's certain things that are also Matame B'masa, like Nevela and Mishka V'mayshav Azov and things like that. And a mace is Matame B'maga B'masa and B'ayil, but the Torah never says anywhere that a mace is Matame B'masa, only B'maga and also B'ayil. So he says, well, if it says it's Matame B'ayil, so for Shteitzach it's also Matame B'masa. So the Kesef Mishnah there in Tumas Meis says, Tup Shatim in the Rambam. What does the Rambam mean that you don't have to say that it's Asur Bachil if you already said it's Asur and Bishul? One pshat he says is that once it's Asur and Bishul, so Mel, if you over the Asur Bishul, you'll have a lav of a Seichel Kol Te'eva to tell you that it's Asur Bachila. Which is what Rav Ashi says a little bit later on Kuf Yadal and Amid Beis on the same blot. To me, it's a little bit schwer to learn that way in the Rambam because it's not a Kal V'Chaymer. It's not like Bas HaBas, which includes Bas, or Oil, which includes Masa. If it's even so Tame, it's Matame, going into the same Oil, so V'Shteitzich, the contact of Masa is like worse. Or even a Bas HaBas is related enough to Asur, so Kol Shekein Bas, which is a closer relative. Here, the Torah Asur Bishul, and the Isra of Achila is also because you are on the Isra Bishul, like the Gemara here goes into other things that also should be in that cloud, like Maisha Shabbos and Kalayim V'chuli. Well, the Kesher Mishnah says the second shot, that the whole Isra of Bishul is because it's going to bring Lidei Achila. That is the Isra Bishul. So by saying that it's also Timi Mevashel, Kum Dais Mizak Desedan Isra Achila. Because that is the Isra Bishul. The Isra Bishul is a Taitzah from the Isra Achila. That's the Kesef Mishnah second shot. So the Torah doesn't have to read ice in Isra Achila. Avanis Macholos Asuris. It's so treif, and I don't even cook it. Pashteitzach is an Isra Achila. So I think the Shtims, and we'll speak about this Mustama more in the next year, in Tufkuf Dezvav, the Shtims with saying that the Isra Achila comes because it says Leisavashel three times. Because without this svara, you can't be married by a whole new Isser just because it says Leisavashel three times. That's a pshat in the Rambam. It's not pshat the Rambam is coming up with a new drush and it's not an Agamara and saying that Leisavashel alone tells you an Isser Achila Kosh came from Bishul. And Gemara says other reasons. And the pshat is, I would learn in Sefer and Mitzvahs, the Rambam says that the drush is Leisavashel three times. But the pshat is that how does Bishul tell you Achila, even if it says it three times? So remember something else. How does Bishul tell you Achila? The Teretz is, when it says Bishul, it means that even the Bishul is Asur, Kol Shekein the Achila is Asur. That's how Bishul tells you Achila. Bez Hashem, we'll be married more in the next year. But Al Kopanim, the Chassam Sofer says that this is the Machlokes of two Lashonos. If you learn, like the second pshat in the Kesef Mishnah, that the pshat is that the whole Bishul is also because of Achila. Mel didn't have to read Eis Achila if Bishul is also because of Achila, for Shteitzach Achila is also. So they can't say that since Bishul is also because they don't have a Nisachal Lisser, so Mamela Achila is also. It's not Shaykh. That's a Teretz Taisus Kasha. You have to start with Achila. You have to start, is this Basa B'chal of a not? If you say a Nisachal Lisser, So there won't be any b'negei l'achila, there won't be any din of vasa b'cholav. The mele, it's not shayach an issa bishul. You can't have an issa bishul if there's not going to be an issa achila. The whole bishul is because of the achila. So that's why the first lashon held that if you're going to say a hekesh, you're going to say that since achila is not usher, so bishul also is not usher. And you won't be able to say fakat that since bishul is usher, because the whole issa bishul comes from the achila. Now saying in the second lashon holds fakat, that the issa bishul, that is the issur. And the achila comes like l'sechel kol te'eva. Once you are eva the issa bishul, so to tell you like Cain Kansid and said, you can't eat it now. So there you could say a svoya, that since the bishul is also, there's no Issachal Issa B'negei the Bishul. So the Hekesh is that once you're Ivan the Bishul, so you're Ivan the Chila also, and the Hekesh will teach you not to say the call of an Issachal Issa, because by the Bishul it's Asr, and the Chila has to be the same as the Bishul. That's what Sam Seifer Shtickle. Now the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Meisvei, Marisa Kasha, it says in the Braisa, Mevashel B'mei Cholav Potter, if you Mevashel with Mei Cholav, we'll discuss later in the shiur what is mei cholav and what's together of mei cholav yipater. Dam shebishlei b'cholav pater, like we had before, blood is not considered meat, and memela there's no issa basa b'cholav and dam shebishlei b'cholav. Hatzamais v'agidim v'kenayim v'tefayim shebishlei b'cholav pater. Bones, veins, horns, and hooves that you mevashel b'cholav is pater, and the reason why is all these things are not basa. They're not basur, so it's not basur b'cholav. Ha-pigl v'anoysa v'atomi shabish l'b'cholav chayiv. So the Braisa says, you have these things that are already asur, they already have an issa krisus, pigl v'anoysa, tomi as an issa lav. See, you see that there's no din of an issa chal issa akupana by basur b'cholav. Because you see, the Braisa says mefurish that the issa basur b'cholav is chal on pigl v'anoysa and tomi. So it's a raya that basa b'cholav is an exception, like the Gemara before had a drasha, gedi to yimai b'chelev, or gedi to yimai b'nesam, that even though you normally would say ein isachal lisser, basa b'cholav is an exception, and you say isachal lisser, so melech shven or b'am nirvasi, that hold, that you say ein isachal lisser, by basa b'cholav, that mevashel chelev b'cholav, you're a potter. So Gemara says the teretz, hay tana sava isachal lisser. So Machalik is Tanam Issachal Lisser. This Tan is not because it's an exception by Basa Mechalav that Gedi is Marba that you say Issachal Lisser Basa Mechalav. This Tan is Tam doesn't hold the din of Ein Issachal Lisser. This Tan is from the Tanam that hold it Issachal Lisser. Mashengen Rabbi Nevasi were going like the Tan that holds Ein Issachal Lisser, and that would apply to Basa Mechalav as well. So the Marashayas Akasha, what was the Gemara's Kasha from the Braisa? The Braisa just says Yichayev on the Bishul. On Bishul, there's no din of Einis Sechal Lisser. What's the kasha? Why do we have to kasha? We have to answer this Bryce holds Issachal Lisser. Why do we say this Bryce is only saying that Yechayev on Bishul? It doesn't say that Yechayev on Achila. I saw in the Eyes of Hadda Gemara, Ksavyad that said that a pig of an Eyes with Tomei should Bishul Mechala V'Achlan Chayev, then it wouldn't be a Shver in the Marashah, but according to Aragirsa, so Marsha says, "Ein echinami." The Iker Gemara's kasha was on the lashon that held that there was a man the Omer, that even on the bishul yipater, you see from this brayso that you're not makish bishul to achila, and al kapanim on bishul yichayev. And that we're saying that this brayso happens to hold issachal issus even on achila yichayev. But that was the Gemara's kasha only on the lashon that there's a man the Omer that says an bishul yipater. This brayso says bishul yichayev. But Rabbi Kivenga, in Simon Pei Zion and the Gilyan, he says Rashi's not mashman that way. Besides that, it's a little dachuk, but he says Rashi's not mashman that way. Because Rashi, when he reads Zayis Akashi, he reads Zayis, that you see that by Basa B'cholav, the Ribui of Gedi tells you that it's Chal. According to the Marsha, it doesn't have to be any Ribui from Gedi. You could say it's Taka. Patner on the Achila. There is no Ribui from Gedi. All we're saying is that there's no hekish bishul to achila. All the Braisa says is that bishul is pater. And bishul is chayiv menach. In order to be mechayiv bishul, you don't need a ribui of gni. In order to be mechayiv bishul, you just need that you shouldn't say the hekish. Since Rashi reads ice, that alma that you say ribui of gni, Rashi is mavarning that what's the kasha? We know any yisachal lisser. What's the kasha from the brayser? The brayser seems told this is chal lisser. So now Rashi is explaining, no, we want to learn the brayser like the man the yom the ain yisachal lisser. And Basav Chal is an exception because it rebivdi. So that's mashvatom at achila. So that you have the mashos kasha. Where did the brayser tell you that an achila yichayev? The brayser only said an bishul yichayev. Why did the Gemara assume that the brayser meant achila also? So Rabbi Gvenga over there, in Sim Bezayin, in Shulchan Aruch and the Gilyan, he says, because the Braisa said him, Mevashel b'mei cholav is pater. Pater is mashma, that it's pater avalasar. It's mashma, is an issa derabanan. Now we know a klal, we said this in the previous year, that by oif and chaya, and cholav shchuta, and these things, which are derabanan, derabanan were only geyser on nachila. But on the bishul and on that no, it's mutter legamri. So aybezai, dav zayin, that mei cholav is also that way. And this thing that mei cholav is not cholav, and we'll get into exactly the sugi what mei cholav is, but this idea that mei cholav is not cholav, midereisa, there'd be an issa derabanan by mei cholav, but that issa should only be by the achila. So since the braisa says in mevashel but mei cholav potter, and a lot of times when it says mevashel, it means achila. Like we said anyway, the perik starts off, kolabasa asul levashel b'cholav, and Ravashi said that means, except for dogim and chagavim, and Ravashi says that means that chayin oifa asul midarabanan, and we said that the paiskim are gonna learn, that doesn't mean there's an issa bishul, it means it's achila midarabanan. Bishul could mean achila. And there was a hechrich that bishul here had to mean achila, because since it says in mevashel b'mei cholav is pater, vaistay's pater means pater aval asur, and the bishul be mutter legamri, should have said mutter. So that's a hechich that the Brice is talking about achila. Because otherwise, mecholav would not only be pot, it'll be mutter if it's talking about bishul. But lemaisa, the paiskim hold that way, we'll speak soon, the paiskim hold that even though oif and chaya is mutter, even with rabbanon to cook, but mecholav, there isn't isid rabbanon to cook with basar. It's a good shayla, why? But that's what the paiskim am on. So mela, it wouldn't be Shayach Rabbi Kivegas Teretz. So the Ksam Sefer says the Teretz al Pidarkai. He says, this is Braisa that says that some is Gidim Kanayim Tothayim Shabishlam Mechalav is Pater. The Braisa didn't have to tell you that if you eat the Atzamas Kanayim Gidim and Tlafim Yipater, they're not B'nai Achila Bechlal. There's no such thing as eating bones, horns, hooves. They're not B'nai Achila Bechlal. Al Karchak, the Braisa is talking about Dafka the Bishl. And they have them in a good, they're not b'nei achila. But maybe it's still asa to cook them. Maybe if they have a din basar, they have a din behema, so it's still be asa to cook b'chalav, even though they're not b'nei achila b'chalav. So Zagdik Sam Seif, if you have such a have them in them, and you have to explain that it's not that way because it's not basar, basar b'chalav, the gdi b'chalav, even means the basar, and there's not basar like them. But if you had such a have them in them, al karchuk you can have to them on, like the first side of the Kesef Mishnah, that the side of Basar B'cholav is an Issa Bishul. And the Issa Achila Nemsach from the Issa Bishul. Then you can have a Havamina that the Issa Bishul would be on Kanayim and Tlafim and Gidim. And the Maskan is no. They're not Basar. The Issa Bishul is only on Basar. Mashengen, if the side of Basar B'cholav is Macholas Asuris is an Issa Achila. And the Issa Bishul is like Achana to the Issa Achila. It's like an extension of the Issa Achila. There's no havamina. There can't be an Issa Achila on this. They're not Eichlim Bechlal. They're not food. There's no havamina as an Issa Achila on Kanayim, Gdiyim, and Tlafim, and Atzamis. So Al-Karchuk, this Braisa holds, that the Yisayit of Basar B'cholav is an Issa Bishul. So I would say it can't be that the Braisa means that Pigel, Neisir, and Tamei, Shebishlam B'cholav, is Chayiv, means on the Bishul. What's the havamina to pater them on the Bishul? Because they patted, because it's a ptur achila of enis chalissa, that would be a havmin to patted the bishul. But this tana holds vakeh, the whole yisayin of asa b'chalav is bishul. So why would, what would be the havmin in a pigal nesha and tamay, lefi this tana, would have a ptur bishul? Al karchach, you have to say that the tana is saying yichayev on the achila. And that there's a chiddush, that there's no din of enis chalissa b'negei the achila. Because if all the Tana meant was a chayiv on the Bishul, the Tana that holds that the Yisayin of Basar B'cholav is Bishul, and you see that's what this Tana holds, because he has a havin to Mechayiv at Somas, and give them a kanayim and tlovim, he can't have any shum havimina that the ein islechal lisev na'achila should affect the bishul b'chlal. That's the pilpul from the Ksam Sefer. And now let's talk about the sugi of mei chalav, that the Brice had said mevashel b'mei chalav is pater, and then the Gemara says, that's Messiah Leila Rishlakish, the Tanan Mei Cholav Arein Kecholav, that water of milk is like milk, and Rishlakish said on that, it's a Mishnah Machshir, Leishanu Lahakshir Zeraim, it's only regard to being Machshir Zeraim, that it could make the Zeraim Mukshul Kabal Tumah, it has a Din Cholav to be one of the Zayin Mashkin that makes it Mukshul Kabal Tumah. Avlinyan Bishul Basa B'cholav, Mei Cholav Einin Kecholav, Lagabi the Din of Bishul Basa B'cholav, and it's not Kecholav. Ad kan the Gemara. So if you nekud this, first of all, what is mechalav? Rashi says mishgo belaz, which means whey, W-H-E-Y. When you make cheese and you put a curdling agent in the milk, you can get it from a keva, like we'll see in kufta zayinam and beis, but either way, so that makes salads, it makes salads, that's the curds. And the liquids that are left is called the whey. And that's mei chalav. By describing how you make kutach in the beginning of the third parak of Pesachim, Rashi also says that there's nesiu b'dechal, but Rashi also says the same last word, mishka. It means the liquids from the cheese process. And Taisus is also mavur that nesiu b'dechal is the same thing as mei chalav, because Taisus brings a raya from kutach, that it's aser al kapana midirabanan, to eat the mei chalav with basar, because you see kutach abavli is also to eat with basar, which has the siyubi the chalva. Vaisa's tesis also holds that it's way. And as I state in other rishayim, but the Rush says that he doesn't hold that way. He holds that way is actually complete milk. As avadit is an isid deraisa basar b'chalav with the milk liquids that come out from the gvina. But then it goes through another transformation process, that when you cook up the whey and you get solids out of the whey itself, what's left is mamish water, that's called mei chalav. So the first curdling process, which you have the first curds in whey, that's mamish chalav, says the Rush. But then you take that whey itself and get the solids away from the liquids there. The liquids there are then mei chalav, that's mamish like water. But then the Rush says something very interesting. He says, and the girsa we have in the Rush is the Rambam, but everyone says it's not true, there's no such Rambam. And they change it to other Rishayim, and perhaps the best Eitzah is the Yad Yehuda's Eitzah, which says that you should just change it to Re'im, meaning Reb Lezer Mimitz, because what he quotes there is actually in the Sefer Re'im from Reb Lezer Mimitz. So that would make sense. But either way, whoever he's quoting, and the Re'im says, if it's not the Reim says the same thing, wants to say a tremendous chiddush, that since mei chalav is not kecholav, so who adin would have an issa of eva menachat? Because the Gemara Mecheres Davavim and Beis wants to know, how come you're allowed to drink milk? We know that if it's yetzim and aser is aser, this is yetzim from eva menachai. And the Gemara brings various psukim. One of them we had mentioned, because since you see basa b'cholav is asav, aishas cholav alein is mutter, and then kama other psukim the Gemara there brings, to bring a raya that cholav is not nichl in the ister of eva menachai. So the Urayim says, that's if it's cholav. But this is mei cholav, which doesn't have a din of cholav, so meila would have the ister of eva menachai, and you would not be allowed to drink the mei cholav, period. Now you might think it sounds very strange, because you're allowed to drink the whole milk. And now that you're separating the liquid part of the milk from the solids, now you're not allowed to drink it. So he says, Altatama, we find by blood such a thing. That Dame Varm Shle Pirish is Mutta. You could go and eat the meat of an animal, as long as the blood is still inside. As long as the blood wasn't Pirish, you're allowed to eat it. And once it leaves the animal, now it has an Issa Deraisa of Dam. So who adin, the liquid part of the milk, calls man it's part of the milk, so it has a shame Cholav on it. Cholav Atayr was Matir. Mashen came when you take it out of the cholav, and now it's no longer cholav. It's pirish. Now we have the issur of eva menachai. This is what the Rush brings. Like we said, the words in the Rush is Rambam, and this is what it says in the Urayim, so it's better to change the Rush to a blessed minutes. And then he brings Rabbeinu Simcha, which says, Hey Shivloi, it sounds like Rabbeinu Simcha told this to Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz. So Zicha wouldn't be the Rambam, wouldn't be the Ramban either, like some want to change it, because Rabbeinu Simcha was earlier than that. He was from the earlier Bali Tesis. So he answered no. He said that Mechalav is Chalav. Why? Because you see, the Gemara says that Rish Lakish said that Lagabi Hechshiz Ruim, it's Machshid is Ruim. Lagabi Basa B'Chalav, it's not Chalav. That means Vaisis, it is Chalav. No, but Basa B'Chalav, you have Xeris Akasav, you have a Limud, and the Chalav has to be Kamaishi Yetzim in Eim U'Rivim A'Echel. That's his nusach. It's kamayshi yaitzim in aim uriv min aichel. That's what you need for chalav. But since you see from achshirim, it works. Vaisis, it is called chalav. So who didn't look at the evim in achayel b'chal the heter of chalav? So it sounds like both the Yireim, Rav Lezer Mimitz, and Rabbeinu Simcha, they both neman that in order for it not to be evim in achayel, it has to have a shem chalav. That's where Rav Lezer Mimitz says that the meme chalav, the liquid, is not chalav anymore. You see, there's no issa basa b'chalav midiraisa. So the male would have an issa evim in a chai. And Rabbeinu Simcha says, no, it is chalav. Like avi basa b'chalav, you need that it should be like it came out of the aim, urivim a'eichel. And so in the Ad Yehudi, he explains, that why don't you say that the gvina also shouldn't be basa b'chalav? Why don't you say by gvina, it's also not kamashiyetzim in aim, urivim a'mashke. So he says, the yisayt is the quality. The real Tams is the quality of the chalav is the gvina. So that's about the chalav. If the liquid is ma'uriv with it, so it also gets it in chalav. If it's nifrit from it, so male it doesn't have the quality of chalav. For betzim in his chalav, you see it's machshiz run. That's a little shver. I saw the Archa Shulchan in Sim Pei Aleph S. You find that Reik and Meir Glayim also machshiz run. Mechit Eis, it's chalav. But the Shach and Simpe Aleph Tainas, L'chayri have a better Taina. By Dam, the Torah made an Issa called Dam. What's Dam? Dam is a liquid that comes out of the Evarim. Calls man, it's in the Evarim, it's not considered Dam. It's part of the Evarim. Comes out, so it has an Issa Dam. Vashen Kain, by milk, fakert. You want to ask yourself, Eva min achai. The Torah said that the milk that comes out from the Chai doesn't have an Issa Eva min achai. So now this water should have been a seva min achai. It didn't, it came from the same chai. And it was mutter when it was milk. And now that it becomes ice milk, it should become aser. The Torah said on the milk, on everything the milk contains, which at that point it contains all the liquid of the milk, it doesn't have an seva min achai. Why should it get an seva min achai? It's not the same as dam with fakir. The Torah said there's an issa dam. Till it's perish, it doesn't have a shame dam. But here, the Torah said, Issa Eivim and Achai. The Torah didn't say an Issa of Mayim. So even if it's no longer Chalav, but since it was Chalav, and it wasn't Chalav at the Issa of Eivim and Achai when it came out of the Chai, why should it later be Chalav at the Issa Eivim and Achai? That's Tainat the Shach. So this Shita, that there's an Issa Eivim and Achai by Mei Chalav, is brought in the Torah, and it's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Pei Aleph, but the Ramah says that the Minig is not the way the Psak Halacha is, that Mei Chalav is not considered Eva Min Achai. Now, if you hold like the Rishonim, that Mei Chalav is the way itself, that's a Vada. There'd be no half a minute to say that there'd be an Issa Eva Min Achai, because you see the Eid Kutach. So that's a Vada, no half a minute. The whole Shaila is, if you hold like the Rosh, that Mei Chalav means, after you take the way, in the way itself, you take off the salads, and what's left is Mamish water, what they call the Mei Chalav, then there could be a half minute's Eva Min Achai. So Rashi and Taisus and the Rishonim that say that Mei Chalav is Nesubi Dechalba, Avad is not Eva Min Achai. Now about that Machlokes itself, the Shulchan Aruch brings down the din that Mei Chalav is not Nesubi Dechalba, it's the, when you take the Nesubi Dechalba the way and cook it again and separate the salz and liquid, that leftover is Mei Chalav. He brings the B'Shem Yesh Eimrim. But Kama Paiskim say that earlier when he said him a Vashal B'mei Chalav Patur, he wasn't taking sides. It wasn't like he wrote in a stam that it's the Siyubi the Chalva and he just brought a Yeshayim that it's not. He didn't bring another Shita. And Mele means the Paskan that way. And the Levush is Mashmai because the Levush is Seisim like that Shita. He doesn't bring another Shita. The Brichadash Paskins that it's the Siyubi the Chalva in Simon Pei Aleph. But the Ad Yehuda says that B'Emesin, even though Rashi and Taisus say that it's a shiur b'dechalva, but the Rosh and Rabbi Elazar Mimitz and Rabbeinu Simcha and the Ran, because the Ran also says that mechalva is not nisyur b'dechalva, they all hold that nisyur b'dechalva is mamish chalva and it's asim b'dereisa, so avada, that's the way we paskin. The Ad Yudah mentions an interesting question. He says, the way the Rosh describes the process of making the solids of the whey itself, he says, you cook the whey until you get out solids and what's left is mamish mayim. He wants to know, how could you say that the mei chalav is mutter to cook with basar? It was cooked with the solids of the mei, of the nisyur b'dechalva, which are chalav according to the Rosh. So they gave tam into the water, and tam kikker is their isa. So why would that ask her to cook it with basar? Says, so you put in the curdling agent, and you get the solids, the curds, and you get the whey separate, and the whey doesn't have time from the curds, because all the curds are separated from the whey, and the whey doesn't get any time from the curds. But here, when you cook up the whey, and you get the solids of the whey, which according to the Rosh is chalav, and the liquids of the whey, but they were cooked together, so why doesn't it have the time of the whey to aser it? So he says, either you could say that there's shishim connected the solids, there's very few solids, there's shishim connected the solids, or he says you could say that the taste is exactly the same, and the mail it's like mimbiminoi, which is batul midereisa. And that's what the Gemara is saying, midereisa, there's no issa, avadim midereabana will be an issa, anyway midereabana is issa, like we're going to explain. But there'll be another issa, because you have the time of the milk in it. But midereisa, it's batul, beru, beroiv, it's just like min b'mina, it's not nice and tam, and memela, the issa bishul basa b'chalav wouldn't be deraisa. Now we mentioned earlier, there is a discussion, is there an issa derabanan by mechalav? Now, for achila, it's avada asr, and Taisus brings a raya from Kutach, but that's Taisus l'shitasai, that holds that mechalav is a siyubi d'chalbi. And the Ran says, but even if you hold it's not in Shubh the Chalbi, but it makes sense that there's an Issa Derabanan. Like a lot of these mutim, Avadav and Issa Derabanan. But the Shaila is that only Ba'achila? What about Bishul and Hana? Because we said in the previous year that Kami Rishaynim say that Basar Oif B'chalav, Basar Chaya B'chalav is Mutta with Bishul and Hana. And Kavish and Malicha also, since it's Derabanan, they only ask it Ba'achila, not Ba'hana. But here by Mei Chalav, Taisus is mashma that it's usur in Bishul. Taisus says, a mevashul Mei Chalav potter, isur miya ikka. That sounds like there's an issa derabanan for the Bishul. And as I state in the Rosh. And also the Lashon of the Rambam is, mevashul b'mei Chalav is potter, and the Magen Mishnah is medayik that it's potter aval usur. And the Ritva says that the Bishul is usur miya derabanan. And it's mashma way in the Torah Sabayis la'rashbam. And the Mechaber in Simon Pei Zayim brings down the Lashon of Vashel Mechalav Pater. And the Ramah says that it's Aser Levashel Lechatchila, which also sounds like there's an Issa Bishul, or the Chedushi Aflav says that he just means, he says the Lashon of Aser Levashel Lechatchila, he means let's Maris Ayin. Like he said also by Cholav Isha, that there's an Issa of Maris Ayin. But the other Achrayim that hold not that way, like the Pritayar, he says that even though the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and they all say that mevashel b'meichal of pater, they mean to eat it. Because a lot of times they use the word bishul to mean achila. Like we said in the previous shiur, then when it says kalabasar, asul levashel b'chalav chutzi basa dogim v'chagavim, which sounds like basar oif is asul levashel b'chalav, it doesn't mean levashel, it means to eat. So here also, it means to eat. But right, the achrayim them are not that way. And like we said earlier in the shiur, B'kveiga was bothered. Why should Mechalav be different than any other basa Mechalav derabanan? He brings a Tferis Lameisha, it says a chilik. The chilik is that when the whole min is derabanan, then it's mutter bishul and hana. When the min is the same min, it's from shar, kevis, and eis, it's from cattle, sheep, and goats, it's from the same min, it's just as Mechalav, then there isn't is a bishul and hana midarabanan. And Mekveg wants to know which date is Achilik. The Braisa here, Mevashu Mecholav Patu, like we spoke before, that could mean Achila. But it seems that Reif Peskim Neman, there is an Issa Bishul. Now the Tferis L'maisha, and others Neman, that there's an Issa Hano also. And Mekveg also Nemzan, that if there's an Issa Bishl, there's an Issa Ano also. But the Ad Yehuda wants to be Mechalik. And he says, that's why the Ramah says in the beginning of the Siman, he says, at any time there's no Issa Dereis, it's Mutta Bahana. Why did he say it's Mutta with Bishl and Hana? So Rabbi Kvega wants to say, because he wants to be talking about Basar Bechalav, that's Kavush. Basar Bechalav, it's Kavush, is Basar Bechalav Derabonim, but it's not Mutta Bishl, because if you Mavashla, then it becomes Basar Bechalav Dereis. But if I don't, all other Basar Bechalav with a Basar itself is not their Isidik, or the Chalav itself is not their Isidik, if I don't be Mutta Bishl Bano. But the Ad Yudah says no. They're all Mutta Bano, but some of them are also Bishl. And he says the Parsha Chodim Bishl and Ano. Bishl is a Chathchila, Ano is B'derech Kol B'dievet. He's Medayik in the Torah of Ayis HaKatzah L'Rashbu, which says that B'mashul Mei Chalav is no Issa Der Isa. But to eat it, there is an Issa Derabanan. So he says that on Bishol, there's no Issa Deraisa. That sounds like there's an Issa Derabanan. And then he says, by eating it, there's an Issa Derabanan. It doesn't mention Ana. Sounds like Ana, there's no Issa Bechlal. So it sounds like Reva the Paiskim Nemon, that there's an Issa Bishol mi Derabanan. But Ana is a Shaila. Because it doesn't say in the Ramah clearly, that there's an Isser Ano in the Mechaber. Anyway, it doesn't say anywhere clearly there's an Isser Ano even with the Rabbanan. And male the Ad Yehuda is naming on that there's no Isser Ano even with the Rabbanan. And now let's see one more Inyan. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings down Ravashi. After all the long Arichas of the Joshis, how do you know Bechalev Imai? How do you know Parer and Rachel? Maybe Tafka Gedi V'chuli. Won't go into that Sugya. But the next Sugya, Amr Ravashi Menayin Lebasa Bechalev Sha'asa Ba'achila. How do you know Basa Bechalav at Asa Bechila? The Torah just says, L'Shavashal Gedi Bechalav Imoy. Shavashi says like this, Shanem L'Seichel Kol Te'eva. There's a pasuk in Dvarim, L'Seichel Kol Te'eva, right? And Avashi Darshan's Kosha Te'avti Lach Re'eva Baal Teichel. If I said that it's a Te'eva, so you're not allowed to eat it. Ve'em Le'el Ba'achila. That's only Achila. There's Mr. Achila, but no Aminayim. K'der Abavo. Dom Rabavo, Am Rabalazo, Kamakab Shnema Le'eichal, Le'seichal, Le'seichalu. If it says in the Torah, you can't eat it, Echad Isra Achila, Ve'echad Isano B'mashma, that could mean Ano. Also, Achi Yifil Ka'kasav, G'derach Sheparachalat, Lach B'nevela, L'gei B'nesila, V'cham B'mechira. Mr. Rabavo, Rabavo says Le'seichal itself means an Isra Ano. That's a Gemara Sugi in the second parak of Psachim in the beginning. The Gemara goes by Rikos into this Inyan, if Le'seichel could mean an Isser or not. And how would you know? And what the Rayis were. But Ravashi says, that's where you know the Isser Achila and Ano from Basa B'cholav. Since the Torah gives you an Isser Bishol, Kumdais is something which is a Te'eva. It goes into the din of Le'seichel called Te'eva. Anything which is Asa to do is considered a Te'eva. And Memela, you have an Isser Achila and an Isser Ano from the Pasuk of Le'seichel called Te'eva. So Kama Achreinim discuss the question, Lamaisa we know, and it's really a Gemara later, Kuftes Vavim and Beis, where there the Gemara brings down the famous Drasha, that it says, L'Savashal Gadi B'chalavimai three times, one for Bishal, one for Achila, one for Ano. The Shail is, why do we need it? What's wrong with Avashi's Drasha? The other way is not so shver, because it could be the other Isurim that we learn out from L'Seichel Kol Te'eva. But this way is shver. Why would the Torah have to tell you three lavin? By Basa B'cholav, one for Bishol, one for Achila, one for Ano, what happened to this din of Le'seichel Kol Te'eva, which Memela tell you the din of Achila and Ano? That's Vegan Nachreinim. So the Kama Terutzim, and some of them have, and again, to other dinim in Basa B'cholav. The simplest Terutz is, that's good for the Machlekes, the one who learns it out from Le'sevashel three times, doesn't hold a Revashi, doesn't hold that the Pasuk of Le'seichel Kol Te'eva means Kol Shati Avti Lecha. Does stay in the case you placey. He's not sure, but he brings a raya because the Gemara learns that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Chav Tesfum Beis is a pasuk to teach you the Yain Esach is Asa Ba'ana. And Ein Lech Tehevah G'day Lemizu. Elamai, it's not what it means L'Seichel Kol Tehevah. It's not how we dash in the pasuk. Slach also says that should be the simplest answer. And a Mepharshim on Rashi asked that Rashi himself, he brings down the din of the three times in Mishpatim and in other places that one's for Abishal, one's for Achila, one's for Ano. And on the Pasuk of Le'seichel Kol Te'eva in Re'eh, he says that the Pshat is Koshet Avti Lach Re'eh Baal Teichel, and he says clearly Basa B'cholav. So in Rashi, It's hard to say this Teretz. He brings down both of them. The Rashi and Chumash is not such a riot. Sometimes he can bring down different drushes that don't shtim, if that's the Pashtei Dekrum. Balak Obanim, the Mefarshim asks his Kashem, why would you need the three times if you already have an Isra Achil and Anav from the Sechel Kol Te'eva? So, the Rabbi Yoel Mizrahi in Mishpatim, and the Levush Ha'irif and the Levush in Re'ei, by the Sechel Kol Te'eva, they both are mechanim to the same teretz, that Lesechel Kol Te'eva is a live ship of Klolis. You don't get Malchus in Lesechel Kol Te'eva, it's a live ship of Klolis, it's Kail, all these things that Te'afti Lecha. And as a Klal, we don't get Malchus in live ship of Klolis. So we come at a coin of Ashi Yechidish, that there's no Malchus in Basib Echolov. So mainly you need the three times, Lesevashel Gedi Bechal, if you make three times, they teach you that you get Malchus. The Knesset Gdela also brings it, in Simon Pei Zayin, Nagoyis and the Torah, that's the Teretz, that Lesechel Te'eva is alive Shabbaklolus, and you need the three times to teach you to get Malchus, because it's alive specifically for Basa B'cholov. But the Kreishu place, he asks, that wouldn't stem with the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that you don't get Malchus for Anah. That's the Pashtus in the Rambam. The Rambam is Mashman that way, in the beginning of Perik Tes and Alachas Macholos Asuris, that he says if you mevashel basar b'cholov, or you eat it, you like it, and he doesn't mention anah, the Pasha says you don't get malchus for anah. There's a pre-tayer in the beginning of Simon Pei Zayin that holds that according to the Rambam, you do get malchus for anah. That means Ari Sheinim at Seim Afurish, you get malchus for anah. The Ramban, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and his Asag is the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Sherish HaSheini, he says clearly you get malchus for achila and anah basar b'cholov, even though it's a drasha. But the Rambam is mashmi, you don't get Malchus for Anah. Shaila is why? You learn out Malchus from Leisevashel Gedi B'chalavimai, just like you learn out Achila, you learn out Anah from the other Leisevashel. So why should you get Malchus for Achila, not for Anah? That means an abyssal shver. But the Lacha Mishnah there says a Geshmaketam. He says on the Rambam there, the Rambam says that the reason why the Torah didn't say the Achila is because if the Bishul is Asur, so Kol Shekhin Achila, just like the Torah never said that a Bas is Asur, because if a Bas HaBas or a Bas HaBen is Asur, so Kol Shekhin HaBas is Asur. The granddaughter is an Erev, Kol Shekhin a daughter. Didn't have to mention daughter. It's Nichol and granddaughter. So here also, if you're not allowed, even not allowed to cook Basa B'cholav, so Zichy, you're not allowed to eat Basa B'cholav. Kasef Mishnah, Nilchus Tumas Meis, mentioned the beginning of the Shia, he says, at least in the second pshat, but that's the more mashman, the Rambam, that the pshat is that the bishul is like asa because of the achila, it's like achana to the achila. So the Lacha Mishnah says, the Rambam is not saying a new drasha. The Rambam is going with the drasha that it says, like, Sevashal three times, one for bishul, one for achila, one for anah. As I talk a statement first in the Rambam and say for a mitzvah, mitzvah kuf pei vav and kuf pei zayin. But there's a chilek between achila and anah, because achila the pshat is, it's like it said in the pasuk. When the Torah says not to cook, that's what the Torah means. The Torah means not to eat it. You can't even cook it. Kol Shekhin, you can't eat it. But Anah is not like it says in the Torah. Anah is more of an Emeina Inyan. So the Lecha Mishnah says, whether you get Malchus on a live, which is not Beferish, it's an Emeina Inyan, if that's what the Torah means to say, when it says L'Savashal, it means not to eat it. So it's like it says in Beferish, like you get Malchus by Abbas, because that's Nichlal in the Ben Abbas, or the Bas Abbas. So Mel Huadin, you get Malchus and Achila, it's Nichlal and Bishul. Mashenkin Anah, which is only from a Emeina Inyan, so that you don't get Malchus, it's not like it's a live Beferish, it's only an Emeina Inyan, so you don't get Malchus. That's a Lecha Mishnah's pshat. There's another pshat, which is brought in the Mishnah Lamelech, and Hilchus Yisaydi Atayra, Perakei Alach Ches, a long Mishnah Lamelech, and actually the one who brings it is the Magi of the Mishnah Lamelech, and he brings a Sefer Achinuch, says, in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Gimel, that you don't get Malchus and Anah because he says it's a lav shame by Maisa. Because he has the insight that when you have a lav which you could be over without a Maisa, even though you happen to be over with a Maisa, that's also called the lav shame by Maisa. So that's why he says Anah is a lav shame by Maisa, that's why you don't get Malchus. So I'll go upon him, it's a shayla if you get Malchus for Anah. Pashtus, the Rambam, the way the Mefarshim learn holds you don't get Malchus for Anah. There is a pre-tayar in the beginning of Simon Pei Zayin that holds in the Ram Yiduga Malchus for Anah. But this is the Kreishu places Kasha, that if your whole Teretz is, that the reason why we don't go with Rav Ashi of a circle called Te'eva, because that will be a Lav Shabbat Klolos, you won't get Malchus, That would explain why you need two lace of ashlas, one for bishul, one for achila. But why would you need a third lace of ashla for anah? Malchus, anyway, don't get malchus for anah. And the iser anah, we can know from a sechel kol te'eva. So it's right to shver the achreinim's kasha, what do you need the three, or kapanim, the third lace of ashel? Why wouldn't two be good enough? One for bishul, one to get malchus and achila. Hanoi, anyway, don't get malchus. So the crazy place, he says, a very mechudish dekateritz, he says that let's say you cook basa b'cholav for a chayla sheish b'sakana that needs desperately needs dafka basa b'cholav to get better. He says they can't call that a te'eva. Tavele and bracha. It says, the Gemara Yuma paid down on the base, he brings, you know, that you don't do these things like they with ktanim and nashim fakeit, you have the G'dayli Yisrael doing it. So merely you need a pasuk in that case to aser. L'sechol te'eva is when it's done b'iser. But if it's done for a chayla sheish b'sakana, it's a mitzvah to do it, you wouldn't have l'sechol kol te'eva. That's the crazy place these teretz. Well, come out l'chayra v'l d'chiddish, that l'fir of ashi, if someone cooked basa b'chalav for a chayla sheish b'sakana, it'll be mutter b'achila and b'anah. Sounds like a pella. Maybe midir abanan would still be aser, but sounds very shver. L'maisa, they all ask on him, the Imre Bina, and Ilchis Basa B'chalav Simen Aleph, and the Baruch Tam, and the Agayis and the Kresi Uplesi, that, I mean, Rashi says Mefurish, that Kosha Ta'avdilchal means Kosha Sa'itachal Atavei L'chikim Imenu. Rashi says they're able about Teichal Elamis Chal Nyanim Shu, Bein Shabar Ba'aveir, Bein Shaloi Ba'aveir, Gona Dei Katan, Adei Avikachavim, Me'achash Ta'avdilachasir. So Rashi Mefurish says the Kosha Ta'avdilchal is even if there's no Aveir, if a Katan does it, if a Gai does it, even if there's no aveir, it's aser. So l'chayr hu adin, if it's cooked for a chayla sheish b'sakana, l'maisa, even though there's no aveir, but still a din of kol sheti after l'cha. The Imre Bina brings down the tais and tzmur daftalim and beis that kol sheti after l'cha is even if it falls in memela. Nobody was doing it. Somehow it just dropped in some milk in the meat. That's also kol sheti after l'cha. So why would this be different? The Baruch Tam mentions that it seems that he holds it's different that if it just happened to come shaloi al yedei aveir, al yedei gai, al yedei katan, me'elav, or whatever it is, it's still called the te'afta l'cha. But if it was a mitzvah to do it, if you were mechliv to do it, then you can call shit te'afta l'cha. That's what the place he tain is. It's a chiddush. Rabbi Kiv Eger, which is in the Agayis of the Shapsi Frankel Ramam in Periches, Havilchus Mecholos Asuras, Halachat Esvav, he says two terutzim. One terutz he says is that the Rambam says that basa b'chalav has a chiddush that even shaloi k'derech achila is us saying you get malchus. Because it doesn't say b'lashin achila. You just learn out achila from leis of ashel, so that teaches you that even shaloi k'derech achila you get malchus. So arba zaitan ibekvega, so it's pashit. You need the three times leis of ashel to tell you that you get malchus even shaloi k'derech achila. From a seichel kol te'eva, you'd only know k'derech achila. And who would then know to tell you even shaloi k'derech anah you get malchus. But then he says another interesting teretz. He says, what if you mevashel l'chatzi shir? The Rambam says, if you mevashel a shir of basa b'cholav, you like a kazayis. A kazayis between the basa and the cholav, then you like a bishul basa b'cholav. Vice is less than a kazayis, you're not like a. So he wants a taina. And Vaisis is mechalik between this and if it's done ayidei gai or ayidei katan ukadaima. Because chazi shi'i wants a taina l'chayis b'chol, not the isir. So Mela, if you cook a chazi shi'ir of basa b'cholav, you cook a half a gazayis of basa, half a gazayis b'cholav, and then afterwards, a few hours later, you cook again a chazi shi'ir of basa b'cholav. So if it's only al tzlisechel kol te'eva, you never cook the shi'ir of basa b'cholav. So mel is no tueva. You'd be allowed to have either ice al kapanim, achila and anah from it. That's why I need the three times like sevashel gedia b'chalav imay to tell you even if there was no bishul, no issa bishul because it was done with the chatzi shir, that also would be considered like seichel kol. That also would be also b'achila b'anah because the seichel kol te'eva wouldn't apply to chatzi shir. Now Rabbi Kvegas says he has a shaila. Maybe it's mitzdarif. There's zikha no din of achilas pras. Achilas pras is by achila. But maybe it's tam mitzdarif. Maybe it can mitzdarif even l'sman meruba. Just like, let's say, it says by etzah, by Shabbos, where you might see a chatzi gregers, and then a few hours later you might see another chatzi gregers, it's mitzdarif. So maybe by bishul also, since Lamaisi ended up being Mavasha Lashir Sholem, maybe it's Mitzdarif. He's Mesupik about it. Is the pshat that you have to be Mavasha to Oba Vasachas? You have to be Mavasha to whole Kazayas of Vasachas, otherwise you won't get Malkus. Well, maybe not. Maybe if you Mavasha Lachatzi Shehir, and Lachatzi Shehir later, maybe it's Mitzdarif. There's Grana Shaila, the Primogodim, I think, also nems on that it's not Mitzdarif the two Chatzi Shehirs. He has a shayla that you say chatzis shir osim in a Torah by Bishul Basa B'chalav by a chatzis shir. Because if you say it's not mitzdarif, so could be there be no din of chatzis shir osim in a Torah by Bishul of chatzis shir. Because it's not chazil etzdrufei. In order to be chatzis shir, it has to be chazil etzdrufei. This is not chazil etzdrufei. But this is the old shmuz, the break the shmuz. The Minchas Chinuch also brings it down in Mitzvah Tzadik Beis. He brings it down Mamish Bekitzer. But it's a break the shmuz. Do you need the pile chazil tzrufe? Do you need they should actually be able to mitzdarif it to another chatzis shir after you did it? Or do you need that be'etzim it's chazil tzrufe? Thus, alain that you could have cooked the whole shir, and then it would have been aser, that's called chazil tzrufe. So that's the Prima Gadim Shaila. Prima Gadim was nemming on, again, the Kvega Shaila was stopped, that maybe the two chatzis shirs are taka mitzdarif. And if you have a chatzis shir, you cook a chatzis shir, one day, and then you cook another chatzis shir, another chatzis kezayis baschalav another day. So altogether, you cook the kezayis baschalav. Maybe you get malchus. Well, maybe not. Maybe you have to cook it mamish at the same time. Prima Gadim seems to be nemming on that you have to cook at the same time to get malchus, but it clears as irdin chatzis shir asim in a teira. Is it pshat that it's not chazlut strufe? Because you have to cook at the same time, and you only cook the chatzis shir. You'll now cook another chatzis shir, so you right, won't get malchus, it won't be chazal tzrufe. Or since lemaisa, if you would have cooked more, you'd be chayiv, that's called chazal tzrufe. It's chazal to cook more and be chayiv, that's called chazal tzrufe. You don't need practically that after you finish, you should be able to do more and be chayiv. So al-Kapanim, what are the terutzim that we have? The kasha was, why would you need three times like savash al-gadi b'chalav imai, one for Bishul, one for Achila, one for Anah, why not say Rav Ashi's thing of a Seichel Kol Te'eva? So first of all, it could be, now we know the Seichel Kol Te'eva is telling you, Kol Shadafti Lachavei Bal Teichavei, but if I'm shot in the Pasuk, that's one possibility. Could be, because the Seichel Kol Te'eva is a Lav Shabbat Klolis, you won't get Malkus, you need the three ones to get Malkus. But that wouldn't stem with the Rambam that holds, anyway, you don't get Malkus on Anah. That Teretz, the Teretz from the Re'im, Herbileo Mizrahi, from the Levush, from the Knesset Gdela, the crazy place he tied is it won't stim with the Rambam, says anyone who come Malkus for a no. Then we have a teretz from Rabbi Kivega that you needed to tell you that Shalika Derech Achila, Shalika Derech Anoy. Also, it's also Aser. And then we have a teretz from the crazy place that you needed for someone that cooks for a Chayla Sheish V'Sakana, but that's a Chiddush, so that's not called a Secha Kol Te'eva. Why is that different than if a guy cooks it or a cotton cooks it? And maybe it's different because it's a mitzvah. And then we have a teretz from Rabbi Kivega that you need it if you cook the chatzis shir, and then another chatzis shir, if you say it's not mitzdarif, so that's not called a te'eva because you didn't do a shir. I could ask for it, if you're going to say chatzis shir asim in a te'eva, it will be called a te'eva even if it's not a shir. Kapanim, that's Rabbi Kivega's teretz. I want to say my own teretz, my own possible teretz to this kasha. And it's based on the Chakira that we spoke in the beginning of the Shia, and also based on the Marcheshes that I spoke in the previous Shia. That the Chakira was, what's the Issa Basa B'Cholav? Is the Yisayit of the Issa Basa B'Cholav of Macholas Asuris? The Yisayit is that the Torah didn't want you to eat Basa that was cooked in Cholav. And came like our Chaka to that, the Torah asked the Bishul, like the Kesef Mishnah says in the beginning of Vilchus Tumas Meis in the second Teretz, that the Bishul is like a Chana to the Achila, and that's why it's Asir. And this is the pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam says that the reason why the Torah didn't say that the beferish, the achila is asr, is because the Torah says that bishul is asr, so ain't sarach leimer achila, just like the Torah didn't say that the bas is asr, because if a bas is asr, ain't sarach leimer a bas. And the Kesef Mishnah understands, like upon him in a second Torah, and the pshat is the whole bishul is showing how treif it is, how much machalas asuris it is. The Torah so much didn't want it, you're not allowed to even cook it, Kosh, can you not let it eat it? Or is the pshat? No. The issa of basa b'chol, the site is an issa bishul. Came like klayim, l'mashal. Klay zron. That you're not the site of klay zron, that's clearly, is this a zriya. You're not allowed to plant the wheat in the vineyard. That's the issa. You know, to count the wheat and the vine together. If you do it, then it becomes asa b'achila b'na. It's came like a knas. I mean, you see, by Klai Zerom, the mashal, it's only asa if you did it b'kavana. If it was olam e'elav, it's mutter. Sounds clear that it's a knas azah. So maybe that's the issa. The basa b'chol of the issa is an issa bishul. It tells you not want to combine the basa b'chol of derech bishul. Ke'ein like harva, and like harkova, and like Klai Zerom. And then the Torah asked the byproduct of that combination. So the Marcheshes, like we mentioned the previous year, in Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed, he learns that that's good for the Machlokes. If Ashi that holds that Leisevashel G'di B'chalavimai means Bishul, and you know Achil and Anor from Leisechel Kol Te'eva, so you say this is a Bishul. It's a Bishul. It's a Bishul makes a Te'eva, Kol Shetavtel, Achereba Val Teichel. Mashegin, if you hold it's also because it says three times Leisevashel G'di B'chalavimai, and we'll learn the Rambam that way. That the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs anyway says that the drasha is because there are three times Leisevashel. And the Rambam in Yad says that the reason why the Torah left out Achila is because it says Bishul, so kol shken Achila. So we can learn in Pshat that Avadi you need a drasha of three times Leisevashel in order to ask the Bishul Hanah and Achila. But still, Madna, had the Torah read it ice that way? The Torah never taught, why didn't the Torah say Nisra Achila Beferish? It says it Beloshim Bishul. Teretz says the Bishul means Achila. In other words, if it says Bishul, Savad Achila is us. It didn't have to read Eis Achila. But that's learned out because it says three times Leisevashel. So Oiva Zai, I hold this could be a Teretz to the Kasha. That the Torah wouldn't say it three times. And you would know it from Kol Shati Haftal Achareel Vateichal. So that would be the Pshat that the Yisayit is an Issa Bishul. It's Grada Asa Achila Vanos Kol Shati Haftalach. But the Yisayit is the Issa Bishul. And the Achila Vanos follow the Din Bishul. And that's why the Torah had to say three times to tell you no. The Yisayit is not the Issa Bishul. The Yisayit is this or Achila. The Bishul is Asa Faket because it's Achana to the Achila. Well, come out in Afkamina. So we spoke earlier that Sam Sefer said in Afkamina, do you say that by Enis Chal Isser, that since it's Chal on the Bishul, so Mel it's Chal on the Achila or Faket, since it's not Chal on the Achila, Mel it's not Chal on the Bishul. But that's not what we hold halacha. We hold the ma'isal halacha that it is chal on the bishul and it's not chal on the achila. But maybe that the bishul needs a shir kezayis is only lefi tanadvei bishmo that the yisayit is a machalas asuris tiki iser and the bishul is also because it's achanef and achila. So that's why you get malchus by bishul if it's a kezayis. But maybe if you hold faker that the yisayit is an iser bishul and achila is like a knas. So maybe the Issa Bishul would need a Kezayis. Kezayis is a Shir in Achila. Kezayis is a Shir in Eichel. So if the Yisayit is an Issa Achila and the Bishul is like a Chanef and Achila, so just like Achila needs a Kezayis, so the Bishul also needs a Kezayis. But if Yisayit is an Issa Bishul, so who state that in Kezayis? Maybe the fear of Ashi, there wouldn't be a din Kezayis about Bishul Basu B'chalav. B'chayev Eichel Bishul Basu B'chalav. Wouldn't say a Shir. Or maybe the other Nafkaminis, Malkopanim, this is what I'm saying at Teretz. Lefi the Marcheshes that learns that there's the Yisaitis to Gechila between Rav Ashi and Tanavei Bishmo, that according to Rav Ashi, the Yisaitis is an Issa Bishul, and this Achila is like a Knas for the Bishul. And Lefi Tanavei Bishmo, the Yisaitis is an Issa Achila, and the Issa Bishul is, came like Archaka for the Achila, so how goofa, that's why it has to say three times Issa Bishul, to tell you that the Issa is an Issa Achila, and the Bishul is Achana to Issa Achila, not the other way around.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.